And by the way, we refer to our farms. Plantations not used here, although we had large holdings. In the prairie, they always referred to the place, over on the place, and over on the farm, or on the plantation. And going over to the way, well, I'd be in the quarter on the place, meant that you'd be in the Negro cabins, where the cabins were, where the cottages were. They were grouped, you know, in a little social complex, over on the farm.
How about the field of cotton, how large would that be, say, and then how large would a patch of corn be?
So you wouldn't use the term patch of corn to begin with. And as far as size, that just it would vary completely.
Mm-hmm. So the patch was not used?
Patch was not used, no.
How about
not in my
experience. And you're raising garden things for the table? How was that?
Of course they all had gardens. In the prairie section, they had very limited gardens. To begin with, it wasn't conducive to the production of gardens, but because most of the tenants had their small gardens by their little houses and just referred to as their gardens. And usually the people had who owned land had large gardens. That's all.
Did they ever refer to the vegetables as truck?
Never. Never heard of them. Didn't know what truck farming was when I came up.
Mm-hmm. And in plowing, could you explain the difference between breaking the ground and plow and how the plowing was done?
I have very little knowledge of that. Breaking the ground, of course, was usually implied a new section of land being broken up, or else breaking it up in the winter or spring plowing. Mm-hmm. And then the cultivation in the rest of the year would not be referred to as breaking it up, you know.
The small ditches that would be carved out of the earth by a plow would be
the furrow, you mean?
Mm-hmm. If you were plowing, say, with two mules, would you have names? Do you recall? Would the mule to the left have a certain term applied to you?
I'm sure they did, but I would not know that.
Lead mule sound?
None, that doesn't, not in my book.
Uh-huh. And after you plowed the ground, how did you break up the large clots? Did they use discs or?
Well, the discing usually was done before the breaking up. I think you first, we use discs after the initial breaking up, but after the planting and the establishment of rows, of course, they didn't use discs. It was strictly used to break up the large clods after the initial.
So you tended to say disc a few rather than harrow it?
Well, that disc implied cutting the soil. You'd use a disc to slice up the soil. You use a harrow with the teeth to to smooth it, make it finer, that sort of thing. That word has an interesting derivation, doesn't it?
Yes.
Kind of hearse.
Right. Well, and I found someone who said that he gee whizzed the ground.
I never heard of that.
I wondered what it was, and I still don't get the derivation of that, but it was a harrowing of his teeth. The small grains, did you grow any small grains here, and how would you?
When we came along, we dealt strictly in cotton and corn in my day and age. Very little. Now, we went through a period of cultivating the hay. In other words, we have what's called Johnson grass in the prairie section.